I've been doing it on my own now 13 years.
Right.
I'm established outside of Clinton, right off of 78, exit 12. And I'm into adventure by ecotourism, a unique, exotic locations around the world. Think outside the box. That really wow experience so people can really enjoy it. Family, friends, honeymoon. I'm a destination wedding specialist.
Right.
Oops, I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, I got I'm competing with Dr. D here, who's the DJ.
Oh.
You might know Dr. D because he's in your neck of the woods. He's
I do.
Yeah, so...
I'm also a Sandals Beaches certificated travel agent to sell and market beaches and sandals, which everyone likes the all-inclusive. That's the big thing now. Because you're getting into the cruise ships that do all-inclusive, and in the next 5 years, there are going to be 40 new ships being delivered of all different various sizes, the big quantum ships. And
wow.
Where they have 6,000 to 7,000 people, or you can deal with a little unique boutique ship that might have 75 to 100 people.
Right.
And or you can do your own private little cruise.
Yeah, you're a big proponent of that. Now, take me back for a minute. You just hit me with something I don't think you mentioned to me before. 40 to how many?
40 new ships are going to be delivered in the next 5 years. Yep.
And this is going to the carnivals, the Royal Caribbeans.
Royal Caribbean, NCL, Celebrity, Sea Dreams, Seabourn, Holland American.
Wow.
There's a huge, big new stuff coming out. It's unbelievable what they're trying to do. And then everybody is trying to do something unique and design innovations to differentiate their vessels. So they're not all copying from one another because it's a service. You know, you got Crystal Cruise Lines, which is your luxury. Everything is included. You got NCL. Everything is on a budget. Everything is charged. So you have the extremes. Then you have the little ships in between. You have the Clipper ship that only has a couple hundred people. And somebody wants to feel like they're sailing with sailboats. But you know what? You almost feel like it's your own private yacht. And like overseas, you can do private yachts. They have small yachts to do the Greek islands. You want to do something different. You don't want to do the big boats.
Right.
That have 2,000 or 3,000 people, and you only have a little bit of time in each port and destination. And then, what's the point? You go to Europe. It's not a 1 week thing when you go to Europe. You know.
No.
But that's what people do. So you get to either plan a longer trip or plan a longer cruise, and then stop. Stay in a country for 3 or 4 days or a week or whatever. Make it a worthwhile vacation.
Wow.
So I always try to think outside the box. And the same thing with families. They want to do all-inclusive.
Right.
But you can buy and rent a condo or a villa or a house with a beach and a pool and have a cook and a maid for the same amount of money you can spend in a hotel room.
Well, that sounds so much better.
Oh, yeah. And so, like I said, remember we were talking about Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah,
they have fantastic locations in Australia and New Zealand. And the same thing in Africa. You can go, and a lot of people don't realize you can really enjoy Africa if you do it right and you have to plan it right. And that's a 2 or 3 week trip, and you may never get back there, and you may go back there 2 or 3 times.
Right.
But the Europeans go to Africa for their honeymoons, and they go to the Canary Islands, like we go to Bermuda and the Bahamas. So... And Hawaii, here's another location nobody really understands. Hawaii is year-round beautiful weather all the time. You don't have to worry about sun, rain, snow, rain.
Just have to pick the right part of the island.
Yeah, you hop. Now, they give you passes to hop on different islands. And again, it's another 2 week vacation. It's not, or 10 days. You know, and they have a 1 week cruise. You can go with NCL around the islands, or you can go with uncruises, which is the little tiny boat, you know, that only has about 50, 60 people on it, and really get to see the island.
Right.
And then stay and go to Pearl Harbor and Waikiki on Oahu, or go to Maui if you don't want to do the hustle and bustle of Waikiki, which is just like Miami in New York, you know.
Yep.
And believe it or not, the big island of Hawaii is big. And
yep.
Not all of it's developed that you can travel around it to get there. You've got to plan accordingly if you're going to go there, because that's a big island. That's the biggest island of them all.
Yeah, and you can't cross around the middle of it. You have to actually go around the outskirts.
You go to one end of where the national park for the Volcano National Park is, and you stop there, and you stay at that resort, and then you have to head back to the main area of the Big Island, Hawaii. And you know that.
Yep.
You know? And then there's people who love to golf, and there's plenty of golfing.
Oh, yeah.
And the other locations I love is going out to California. You can hop down to Fiji, or you can hop over to Bali, and you can do Tahiti, Bora Bora, you know.
Yep.
That once in a lifetime, and then again, there's a beautiful Paul Gauguin luxury cruise. There's 300 people on the cruise. You can see all the islands in Tahiti.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
you keep hitting me with that one all the time, and I keep chomping at the bit. I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah. Hey, we got to plan it. What does it take? You can put a deposit down, make payments, plan it a year, 2 years from now, whatever.
Right.
The last thing you ever do is between 5-6 months before you leave, get the airfare. You know, every 6 months, the airlines are changing their contracts.
Right.
And we're hoping we start seeing a little difference in pricing, because now they're starting to hit everybody up for carry-on charges of $35, and it's cheaper to check a bag, which is $25.
Yep.
And that's added on top of your ticket. And so I don't think everybody understands. You're doing a carry-on at $35, that's $70 on top of your ticket.
Yep.
You're doing a check, it's a $50 on top of your ticket. So it's like you really have to plan accordingly and get your money's worth. Short trips are okay, but they really...
Yeah, you definitely need your expertise to work out the complexity. If you're just going to one destination, maybe you can make my process efficient. But when you're making really complex... It is 3:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather, Flemington right now, it is a balmy 72 degrees and fluorescent sunny in the gym here. But outside Flemington, it's 67 degrees. Overcast skies, calm winds, 20% chance of precipitation. Shower went past us. It's down northwest east of us right now. Cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 68, winds light and variable for Thursday. Cloudy this evening, then becoming foggy and damp after midnight. Slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 58, winds light and variable. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, a high of 77. On Saturday, overcast 63, a mainly sunny sky and a high of 57 on Sunday. Mainly sunny sky and a high of 59. On Monday. For Tuesday the 10th, rain showers in the morning, becoming more intermittent in the afternoon, a high of 61, winds east northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 50%. Temperatures in our area, 68 over in East Amwell, 65 at the county complex, 65 over in Frenchtown, 66 in Lebanon, 66 in Tewksbury, and 66 over in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter at HuntChamber.com. I heard Dr. D talking about me. My ears are ringing. Can't miss Dr. D. He's sitting there in the big red suit. He's not Santa Claus. We're back. We're at the 27th Business and Home Expo. I've been talking about, and Restaurant Showcase, I've been talking about all the different people that are showing up, showing their stuff here. Remember, at 5 o'clock is the restaurant showcase. It goes from 5 to 6:30, an opportunity to sample some of the food from some of the great vendors here, and it's free. In fact, the entire expo is free. Come on in, show your stuff, and talk to folks and learn about the businesses that are local. Buy local, buy Hunterdon, right? That's the theme. That's the mission. Because by buying local, you are then bringing more money and... capital into our area to generate more business and a better lifestyle. You go to the big box stores, that money is going out of the county, some headquarters down in Alabama. At 3:15, I'm going to have Diane Lane. I'm going to give her a call. Diane Lane is my travel segment person that I call every Wednesday. We didn't get a chance to do it last Wednesday, so I promised her I'd give her a call. So we'll do that. You'll hear a little bit about the way I do travel commentary with Diane. Al War is on Mondays. On Wednesdays is Diane Lane. Thursdays is Mayor Janice Kovach, celebrating the 150th anniversary of the town of Clinton. And on Friday is Mike at the Movies, a good friend of mine, independent film reviewer, who talks about movies that are in the theater, movies that are on streaming, and his pick of the week. So you're guaranteed at least one good one, and most of the time you're getting three good ones. Sometimes he actually puts the brake on you going to the theater and finding a movie that you're not going to want to spend that money on. So we talk all about that. What else is going on? I'm going to check traffic real quick. We do.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Forecasters say the threat to the southeast coast from Hurricane Dorian may not be going away right away. It's dangerously close to the east coast of Florida and could threaten the coast of Georgia through the rest of today and tonight. The storm is also expected to make landfall in the Carolinas within a day or day and a half. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dive teams continue to pull bodies from the waters off Southern California after a massive boat fire happened early Sunday morning. The Coast Guard says 33 bodies have been recovered. One person remains missing out of 39 people known to have been on board, as the five crew members were able to escape. The cause of the fire unclear, but NTSB investigators are out in force at the scene trying to figure out what happened and why. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to bring any bills concerning guns to the Senate floor if President Trump would only be vetoing them anyway. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Majority Leader says he's essentially waiting on the President. He says he expects an answer next week about what the President supports before he agrees to bring a bill before the full Senate for a vote. House Democrats passed a background check bill several months ago and are expected to vote on additional bills next week.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And yes, I am definitely starting late, so this is going to be a shorter program than usual. There is construction on Main Street here in Flemington. There is construction on Church Street. They're painting the lines, so it's not really construction, so cones and traffic on Church Street in Flemington. And then where I live, I have to come out and cross over 202, and that was blocked off. I think they're putting up a stoplight, actually, I think is what might be going on. So I had to turn around and take some back roads to get here. So it was a fun traffic day, but the good news is I am here. So who am I? I am your host for Counselor's Chat, Ruth Altamura Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I've been in practice for about 20 years. And I have been a licensed professional counselor, or at least in the field of counseling, for about 35. And the majority of the work that I do is around addiction, and so I work with a lot of people who are struggling with alcoholism or drug addiction, who may be in early recovery, getting into recovery, may have some long-term recovery, but are finding they've got some things coming up for them, or maybe they have a child that is struggling with addiction, a sibling grew up in an addictive home, or even a spouse or significant other that's struggling with addiction. So I find that addiction kind of is, it's been one of the main things that I've always done, but it does permeate just about everything. It's pretty rare that I find someone that doesn't have addiction somewhere in their family, maybe not even their parents. Sometimes it's their grandparents that have had the disease of addiction. So and, you know, I'm going to say a second-generation issue is still an issue. I'm part Italian, and I still have some traditions that I have held through from my grandparents. So it's a similar thing. So there's still a fallout, you can say, if you even had grandparents that were alcoholics. That is not my topic of today. My topic today is about enthusiasm and motivation. Sometimes what happens, I get ideas about the shows based on some things that I might talk about with a client. And a client that struggled with some motivation this week about getting something done. And we talked about it. And so I decided to make that a topic. So, and I thought enthusiasm and motivation, those two things, and how they apply to mental health and having a greater impact on having a healthier and happier life. So motivation generally is something that applies to, I'm going to say, that we're interested in something. So it's something outside of ourselves, and we have a sense of willingness to accomplish this task. Enthusiasm, on the other hand, is something that's more internal. So I'm excited about doing something. So I may feel enthusiastic about something, which may motivate me, or I may not be enthusiastic about it, but I am willing to do it because it's something that I see that needs to get done, like, I don't know, cleaning a bathroom or emptying out the dishwasher, filing. I am never enthusiastic about filing. Sometimes I get motivated to do filing, and I do file. I may not even do it in a very energetic way, but it does happen. But I'm not I can't wait to file kind of enthusiastic filer. However, we don't necessarily need to wait for enthusiasm to do a task. And we don't necessarily have to even wait for motivation to do a task. It is really about a sense of willingness. I might notice that I procrastinate, and that is actually a self-defeating habit. And procrastination is a habit. It's also based in a belief system that might say, well, I do a better job when I am under time constraints and when I am pressured. Well, that's a belief system. Actually, doesn't work. We may think it works because we seem to like quickly get it done because we've got a deadline. We got to get it done right away. But it is self-defeating. Oftentimes, it's led up what leads up to it, or the self-talk that goes into it is, I just don't want to do it. I'm really lazy. What's wrong with me that I can't do it? Why can't I get excited about this? It might be that I'm really not that interested in it, because interest does play a role. I mean, I know I'm not ever interested in cleaning my house or folding laundry or not that I don't like my house all nice and clean at the end of the whole process, but it's usually not something that I'm enthusiastic about, where I'm feeling really motivated and excited about cleaning my house. I'm really excited about folding laundry. I'm going to say that's not generally my thing. I get more excited about going outside and gardening. So when I have the choice, you know, what do I do? It's a nice day. Do I garden? Do I, you know, do house cleaning? Gardening usually wins. It is also important to look at that self-talk. So what am I saying to myself when I am not motivated? I just don't want to do it. It doesn't interest me. I'm feeling lazy. I could put it off. I do better, like I said, when I'm under a time constraint. I could do it later. It's all right. I'm okay if the dishes pile up. Doesn't really bother me all that much. Just don't feel like it. I may even be depressed. So sometimes depression can be an instigator of lack of motivation, or lack of motivation can be a sign of depression. So feeling depressed, lack of interest is a sign or symptom of depression. I'm just nothing really interests me, and so I'm kind of depressed. I'd rather sleep. I'd rather eat. I'd rather watch TV. I'd rather pull the covers over my head. The whole idea of doing this task is irritating. So those may be signs of depression. So if you're noticing those things, then it's really important maybe to go talk to somebody. Find out if you really are struggling with depression. There's a huge difference between being depressed and having belief systems at play that are not encouraging. Okay, like I said, I could do it later. And sometimes those belief systems also play a role in lower self-esteem. So I might say, well, I'm not really good at it. I'm not good at it, so why should I do it? I should be better at it. So those things also, that's a belief system. So I need to do it perfectly the first time. That's a belief system that gets in our way, prevents us from being willing to try, lack of motivation. So that all plays a role. And I said enthusiasm is sort of like the level of excitement. So I can be willing. I can be willing to do this thing, but I may not be excited about it. I need to get it done. Last weekend, my husband and I, Labor Day weekend, we washed windows. I can't say I was really excited about it, but it was something, it was like, it was time to get those windows washed. And, I mean, for me, anyway, other people might be fine with it, but I wasn't necessarily enthusiastic about it. It wasn't like my, wow, I can't wait to do that. I'm much more enthusiastic about planning a vacation and going on vacation than washing windows. That kind of makes sense. I would suspect most of us would be. But I needed to be willing to get out there and wash windows, up and down ladders, move stuff away from windows, wash curtains. Sounds like a good time. Did we wash windows enthusiastically? No, probably not. Willingly, yes. So you can see, you're beginning to see they're very different. Even at work, are you an enthusiastic employee? Or you just barely motivated? Makes a difference, too, in terms of what may happen in your job, getting promoted. If I'm just going there doing the bare minimum and I'm willing to do that, chances are I'm not going to get promoted. I'm doing what's necessary. I'm doing it because I'm willing. I want to get my paycheck. I don't really like what I'm doing. So I'm not very enthusiastic. If I can switch to having some enthusiasm about what I'm doing, chances are I will get a promotion and or a raise. So I want to get some excitement and like, wow, I can't wait to get there. And I'm going to tell you, that happens for me with gardening. And it does happen for me with what I do as a counselor. I love working with people. I'm enthusiastic about it. I love seeing people grow and change, and like to think that there's some things about what I provide as a catalyst towards that, and so that helps me stay motivated for showing up and doing my show, Counselors Chat, and upgrading my webpage and doing all kinds of things that promote. And I'm enthusiastic about mental health. I hope people can get that from watching Counselors and listening to Counselors Chat, that mental health is not something that it's just, you know, I just do it because I'm really enthusiastic about good mental health. When we have a situation in our country where we've got 20%, one-fifth of our country struggles with some type of mental health issue, that's a lot. And I think that that's probably even underrated. And I think that's sad, very sad. So I definitely encourage people to seek out mental health counseling. Get some counseling. So that's why I do Counselors Chat, to provide education and to help remove the stigma. So I am going to take a little commercial break, because it's really important that our sponsors get their voice out and get heard. And I will be back to talk a little bit about how to stay motivated and find in some enthusiasm in your life. I am Ruth Altamirovol, your host for Counselors Chat.
Are
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor, also have my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified, small practice here in town. Please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Also, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's altarolecounselor.com with Alta, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R.com. So I'm talking today about being motivated and enthusiasm and how it applies to your life. That sometimes when we're depressed, we really can't find the motivation to do things, and that lack of motivation, lack of interest, irritability, change in sleeping and eating habits, feeling sad, those things are related to depression. So sometimes it may show up as lack of motivation. Sometimes we have belief systems in place that lead us to lack of motivation, lack of interest, fear to take action. And these things are, again, related to some belief systems that we might have, like, why should I even try? I mean, everything I do fails. It's self-talk. I don't really like it. I don't feel very disciplined. There's no guarantee it's going to work out. If it's not perfect the first time, why should I even bother? These are belief systems and self-talk. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, and it sometimes generates some self-pity, and it definitely is a marker for low self-esteem. All of which can be changed. So as I said before the commercial break, is we can do things to help motivate ourselves and become enthusiastic. One of the things that I say to clients all the time when they're struggling with things, what is the opportunity? And I know, there's that word. I use it all the time, opportunity. What is the opportunity to learn? What's the opportunity to get things accomplished? What's the opportunity to grow? What's the lesson that we can be learning from this? How are we learning to tolerate and grow and build our coping skills through this process? So that's one of the things that I do to encourage, it's the word courage, to give courage, encourage people to stay motivated and become enthusiastic in their own process, in their own lives. It is important to set some goals. Goals are important. I say this to people all the time. A goal fluctuates. So if I keep in mind that my goal is the direction that I'm heading towards, I may not make my goal, but at least I'm at that direction. I have a friend that she said, when I turn 60, I'm going to lose a particular amount of weight. That's my goal. Well, she didn't make that goal when she turned 60, but she still lost weight. And I'm really proud of her for what she did. And she hasn't said, okay, well, now that I'm 60, forget the goal. She's still working at it. And that's fantastic for her. And she's motivated and enthusiastic about it. So setting a goal is important. I plan on doing this or going here or building this or saving that or whatever the goal is. It's important to recognize that the goal is not an exact. A goal is a direction. I'm moving in that direction. So as long as I'm moving in that direction, my goal might shift. It might change. I want to save $365 by the end of the year. It's the end of the year. I've saved $359. I'm moving in the right direction. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep up. I'm going to say, okay, the next year I'm going to save also. I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep working at it. And I'm going to stay enthusiastic. And it's hard sometimes when we think, this is a belief system, that the goal is the objective. The goal is the direction. The goal is not the objective. There's a difference there. So every day, being persistent, being a little tenacious, every day I am going to work towards my goal. Every day I'm going to put a little effort into it. Even if it's just, I'm just thinking, oh my God, I don't know, today I'm not feeling very motivated. However, I am willing. Okay, so I'm not very motivated to get this task done. I'm not very motivated to get out there and exercise. I'm not very motivated to look for a new job today. I'm not very motivated. I'm willing. Let me at least spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I can do that. So becoming willing may not mean that I'm necessarily motivated. However, the willingness can get me to motivation, and motivation can get me to enthusiasm. So it's really important, possibly, to not only give yourself some of that time, but find a quiet spot and do some meditating. Visualization. I'm going to visualize myself at that goal. I can visualize myself in a new job. I can visualize myself in a new place to live, with a new car, a different weight, being more successful, completing a task, a painting, a garden, learning a new skill. I can see myself making a souffle. I can observe that in my head, and as I take that time to just think about it, I am actually preparing, getting myself ready for the task. I can see myself sitting down and let me just think about it, getting myself ready. Okay, I might use my imagination, allow that time to begin to energize me and motivate me to get something done. One of the things that's really important about becoming motivated and enthusiastic is not to give up. The whole idea of giving up really helps us feel defeated. deflated, discouraged, lowers our self-esteem. Again, I'm going to say if I have a goal, and my goal is to, and I need to set realistic goals and recognize that my goal is going to fluctuate. My goal is to do something by the end of the year, goal to get it done and work on it. I may or may not make that goal. I need to be patient with myself. I think that that's really important. So I need to persevere. I need to be patient. I need to keep practicing. Practicing is a good word to use. Oh, I want to learn how to play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on the piano. Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit down and play it the first time out. I am going to need to practice it, take some time, stumble over it, get frustrated with it, keep going. Maybe I'm going to play it on, you know, listen to it. I'm going to listen to it again. I'm going to just, I want to do this. I'm going to get there. Visualize myself doing it, sitting down, doing some more practice. That's what we do. We keep doing it. And the more we do it, the better we get at it. The better we get at it, the more enthusiasm we have over it. Wow, you know, I'm really beginning to enjoy this. I have people all the time say I'm not creative. Well, I believe everybody is creative. Not everybody is going to paint like, I'm going to say, like Michelangelo. Not everybody's going to paint like Leonardo da Vinci. Not everybody's going to paint like Picasso or Renoir. However, what happens is just you learn to paint the way you paint. I've got a cousin that's now painting, a friend, she's putting stuff up on Facebook of her paintings. I'm amazed at how well they're doing. And what are they doing? It's called practice. Practice. The more you do anything, the better you get at it. I can't cook. I don't know how to cook. Well, start. If you have a belief system that says, I've got to do it perfectly the first time out, why even bother? If you say, my goal is to make, and I must have had a client struggled with this. Her mom, she reported to me, was a fantastic baker. The best pies, the best pastries, like could have opened up a pastry shop. And she said, I can't do that. And so we said, all right, well, let's start little. Let's see what you can do. How about making cookies? Start with, like, a recipe for cookies and brownies and slowly build up. Well, now she's making pies and baking bread and doing all kinds of things is equal to her mother because she has learned how to do it. Over time, she has persevered. She has stopped comparing herself to others. She has gained the desire to do this. So the desire to learn something, to persevere, to work at it, the more you do it, the better you get. The better you get, the more excited you are about it. You gain the enthusiasm. You're more motivated. So thinking about it, setting goals, using your imagination helps you feel enthusiastic, begins to stimulate the willingness and the motivation. You begin to get some energy. I think I'm going to take a painting class. You know, they've got all of these, what is it, wine and painting. There's one here in Flemington. There's one in Somerville where you can go. One of my cousins and I, we did that. We went and she brought some food, and they don't supply the wine. If you want to bring wine, you know, if you're not a drinker, bring lemonade or iced tea. I mean, whatever you want. Bring bottled water, seltzer, you know, snacks, whatever. And then they give you a picture, and they say, we're going to give you the colors. Here's the paint, and here's the canvas, and this is the picture you're going to paint. And then they kind of lead you through it. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to paint the sky, and then they show you. And then we're going to put in the clouds, and then we're going to put in the ocean, and then we're going to put in the fence. This is what we did, a Christmas scene with a wreath. You know. But she did it. She did it with us. it really was teaching you how to paint. It was a painting class. And anybody could do it. You don't have to be an artist. And people finish like, wow, I never knew I could do this. There you go. So taking a class, take a cooking class, take a writing class, join a book club, take a gardening class. There are so many things. You could go to Michael's, which is a craft, they're probably all over the country, a crafts, arts and crafts store. And they beading and crocheting and knitting and painting and I don't know, all the different things that they do. You could take a pottery class. You can go to Home Depot and learn how to do plumbing and carpentry and how to paint. And I mean, there are classes everywhere. In the grocery stores, they have classes on cooking. Adult education, they have classes on. You can even go on little vacations, day trips. There's so many different things where you begin to do it and you begin to gain momentum. It's like a ball rolling down a hill. It starts a little slow and it gets faster and faster as you reach your goal. Excuse me. And that's the thing that's important. I'm going to reach my goal. I'm not going to hit my goal. I'm going to reach my goal. That's what we say, right? I'm going to reach my goal. Reaching toward, I'm moving toward that direction. Don't give up. I think that that's important. I don't feel motivated. I don't really want to do this. I'm just going to put it aside. I'm not going to persevere. I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up. Well, you know, when you give up on something, someone else might pick it up and discover huge things. And so it's important to persevere. I think that that is important. Give yourself some affirmations. Now, affirmations are an interesting thing. I can do positive affirmations, and I can do negative affirmations. So an affirmation is I affirm something. And to affirm something means I make it to be true. I mean, I think it's probably a Latin derivative, firm. To make something firm, hold fast, make it true. So I affirm something. So if I have negative, I can't do anything, nothing I do works out, I fail at everything, I'm a loser, I'm lazy, I'm such a procrastinator, I can never get anything done, I don't know how to get organized, I'm never good at anything. See, those are all negative self-talk, negative affirmations. When we speak that way, when we have that self-talk running around through our head, where do you think the motivation comes from? Where's the enthusiasm? I can persevere. I can accomplish things. I can set goals for myself. I can find new tasks. I can find new ways of handling tasks. I have the ability to persist and continue to practice. I want to reach my goal, even though it seems far away. I have some pretty big goals. I love traveling. I'm enthusiastic about traveling. And I have places that I want to go see. So I'm going to continue to work towards that and be enthusiastic about it and say, I can do this and I know this is going to happen and I want to see the pyramids in Egypt and, you know, I want to go to Israel and I want to, you know, go to southern France and I want to need to go back to Venice. So there's things that I want to go to Alaska. I want to go to Hawaii. I'm not getting any younger. I need to get these things done and I can do it. See, positive self-statement. I have the desire. I am going to persist in my plan so I get that accomplished. I feel a sense of energy towards it. I feel motivated by it. I have a can-do attitude. I can do this. Self-talk. I can do this. This is going to happen. I can accomplish this. I can be creative and find out ways. I can do all kinds of things. Versus, I can't do that. There's no way I'm going to be able to meet those goals. I'm not getting any younger. I'm just going to end up sitting on. I mean, it's the way we think about so many things. It's so important to recognize, listen to your self-talk. Is it negative? Is it positive? Are your affirmations moving you forward or keeping you stuck and sending you backwards? You know, and once you decide what you're going to do, work towards it, even if you sometimes get bored with it. Getting bored with it, kind of lack the motivation for it, I'm going to continue to practice willingness. So I've decided I'm going to paint the room. I'm excited about the color that I've picked. I get the paint. I get it stirred. I get everything all moved into the center of the room. I cover it all up. I start painting. I've been painting now for a week, and I'm getting really bored with it. I can stop. Or I can persevere. Maybe I'll call a friend, ask me to help me along with it. I'm not going to give up, even though it feels like drudgery now, up and down with the roller, up and down with the roller. Okay, so it's like now it's getting boring. But I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to tell myself, even if I'm bored, I need to be willing to complete my task. I'm willing. I'm not necessarily even motivated, but I'm willing. And once the willingness kicks in, I find that I'm getting it done. I'm beginning to gain my motivation back, and now I'm enthusiastic because now we're getting close to the room being done. I've got one more wall to paint. It's really beginning to look nice, and I'm almost finished. And, you know, I've got some friends here helping me finish off, and we're having a good time, and the room is now done, and I'm putting the furniture back, and I love the way it turned out, right? But you know what? In the middle of the whole project, oh, my God, how many times am I going to go up and down with the roller? More up and down with the roller. It's like drudgery, okay? I'm not going to give up. It's something that I say to myself. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep persevering and doing this until I'm done. It's really important to remember that you are the activator in your own life. You are the one that is responsible for how motivated you feel, how enthusiastic you are, how willing you are. You are responsible for that. So when you give in to that negative self-talk, when you give in to negative affirmations and negative programming and negative beliefs, you are doing that to yourself. Be your own coach. I'm not sure what that is, but that's all right. Be your own coach. Visualize your job. Visualize your task. Visualize your outcome. Keep going. Persevere. Even though it gets boring and tough sometimes. You know, I love to garden, but you know what? When you plant, like, I don't know, 150 daffodil bulbs, you know, it gets boring. But man, when it blooms in the spring, it's filled with beautiful color and it's so exciting. So when you use those affirmations, when you visualize it, soon your motivation is going to grow, your enthusiasm, your energy. You get to stay motivated and excited about whatever it is that you choose. So I hope this is helpful. At the end of the show today, again, I apologize for it being a little shorter than usual, thanks to all the traffic. And I'm Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back next week, and I hope you have a good week. I know school is starting for many. Be safe. Be prepared. Be enthusiastic, and I will be back next week.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
The weather for Hunterdon County this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 5 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 87 otherwise. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. and then a slight chance of showers between 10 and 11. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 58. A slight chance of showers on Friday. And some rain Friday night. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 78. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. It is currently 83.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Forecasters say the threat to the southeast coast from Hurricane Dorian may not be going away right away. It's dangerously close to the east coast of Florida and could threaten the coast of Georgia through the rest of today and tonight. The storm is also expected to make landfall in the Carolinas within a day or day and a half. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you